Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting to order, the Medina Township Trustees. It's scheduled for September 17th of 2020. This is a regular scheduled meeting, and the time now is 7:06 PM. Can we please stand, or sorry, can I please have a roll call?
Mike Stoka.
Here.
Mark Johnson.
Here.
And Mark Radis.
Mark Radis is absent tonight. Can we please stand for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Take a moment of silence for our military veterans, both here and abroad, as well as our first responders. Thank you. First up on the agenda is approval of payroll. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve payroll checks date 9/18 of 2020. Total amount is $33,764.97, with $7,138.94 in withholdings and deductions. And I'll incorporate this two-page document as presented.
I guess I'll second.
Roll call.
Mike Stoka.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Next up is approval of supplemental appropriations. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve appropriation supplements dated 9/17 of 2020 and incorporate this one-page document as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Mike Stoka.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Next up is purchase orders and training requests. Chuck, do you have any tonight?
No purchase orders.
I have two. First one, I'd like to make a motion to approve purchase order for the police department. The vendor's gonna be the treasurer of the state of Ohio, and it's for their annual mobile leads terminal access fee. The total amount's gonna be $1,200.
Anything else? Second.
Discussion. This is their annual fees for their leads, which is their computer system. Roll call.
Mike Stoka.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
And next up, I have a training request. So at this time, I'd like to make a motion for a training request. It's gonna be for the police department to send Cliff Nicholson Jr. and Matthew Ventura to the frontline supervision in Richmond Heights Police Department. It's gonna be on October 1st of this year. The total amount is $360.
Second.
This is to send our two training field officers to a class to kind of improve their skills on being a training officer. Roll call.
Mike Stoka.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Next up is approval of accounts payable. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve accounts payable dated 9/4 of 2020 to 9/17 of 2020. We're gonna start with electronic check number 55-2020 and include electronic check number 59-2020 and then regular check number 30993 to check number 31014. The total amount is $191,147.60, and I'll incorporate this one-page document as presented.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mike Stoka.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Next up is approval of appropriation status. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve appropriation status dated 9/17 of 2020 and incorporate this full-page document as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Next up is department head comments. The only one here is chief tonight.
I have nothing. I did talk to Denny today.
Okay.
So the Hood Road project is coming along pretty good. They got the sides all ripped up and they're getting ready to pour the curbs. Of course, the people who are familiar with the Hood Road, the one side is towards the river. That curves to deflect the water from going over the edge. On the right-hand side, if you're opposite of the river, you got this large drainage basins in already. So surprisingly, there's been no issues. It's ahead of schedule. It's going well. Denny's very happy with that project. And Denny also said that he's working on getting the drainage for the cemeteries, or the main cemetery over there. Now that they got the blacktop in, that looks really good. And now we just got to get rid of the standing water. And of course, that big rain that we had on Labor Day, we had some flooding issues. They're working on a couple culvert pipes for some of the residents that had some flooding issues. But basically, everybody who had any problems were in contact, they're fixing them. And so things are recovering pretty well, so.
Sounds good. Chuck, you want to do this next or you want to wait until towards the end?
Yeah, we can go towards the end.
All right, so we're going to skip over to fire contract discussion this time and we'll put towards the end. So next up is amended certificate request for resolution. Angela, you want to discuss this first before we?
Sure. So this is the certificates that we've been having to amend every meeting for the CARES Act money that we've been getting in. And at the county held a webinar on Monday. And the state OBM, Office of Budget Management, has ruled that the fund has to receive interest. If any of the funds are receiving interest, that fund has to be credited interest. So they're asking us to try to guess what we will receive in interest through December 28th, I believe, is when the money is due back. And amend our certificate in that amount. So we're guessing and we're appropriating that amount and we just have to be careful not to spend that. It's $120, I believe, is what we're amending it. It's kind of silly, actually, but this is
Nope, that's fine.
What we're being asked to do, so that's what we're doing, so.
All right. At this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve resolution number 09172020-029. I'm Mike Stoppa, move to adopt the resolution to request the amended certificate of estimated resources from the county auditor to increase fund 2272 by $120 to cover interest earned on CARES Act funds. The total additional $120 will be appropriated to be spent for relief fund COVID-19 related expenses.
Second.
Roll call.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Next up is approval of department reports for August. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve the department reports for August. The departments will be fire, police, zoning, and service. Please note that the fire, police, and zoning are double-sided. And I will incorporate. Angela, I'll make these.
You're asking me?
No. Incorporate this document as presented.
Half-inch thick document.
Are they all there this time also?
Yes, they're all there.
Second.
Second.
Roll call.
Waiting for you to count them.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Just one spot?
Yeah, just that one spot.
Next up is disposal of police department and admin old credit cards.
Didn't we do this last week?
No, that was for road and bridge credit cards. Chief had just got his from the police department, and we wanted to verify that they worked before we switched out the cards. So at this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve Nick Dominguez to be able to dispose of 13 old police department gas cards and one old administration credit card. That's it?
Second.
Roll call.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Aye.
Next up is State Route 18 widening project discussion. Chuck, did you get a chance to read?
Everything?
Yeah.
Yes.
I had him put it on as a discussion because I wanted to talk to Denny before we get anything with a resolution or that. One of the things in there was a new road that they were going to add, which was going to be an access road.
Mm-hmm.
That after the project was done, Medina Township would be responsible to maintain that road. So I wanted to verify that that was accurate, and that because we weren't in office at the time that that project was started, and Denny did confirm that yes, they knew about it, and that he was good with it. He knows about it.
Yeah, I talked to him.
And everything else like that. So at this time, I'm just going to, we'll just keep this on the agenda. We have next meeting, October 1st, we'll approve the resolution. We'll have Mark here and that.
Okay.
Do it all three of us. If that's all right with you, unless you want to do it tonight.
No, is anybody had any questions? That's how I, was figured we just discuss it a little bit, but, is anybody aware that we are doing all this on Route 18? So.
Yeah, this started.
A long time ago.
Yeah, we had.
Several years ago.
We've made two payments already.
Right.
And I think the last payment was 2 years ago, I believe.
Some point that Denny said we have made our payments that we were required to make, so.
Yeah, so I think everything's paid up.
I think they're talking about starting next year sometime. I think in the spring is what they're scheduled.
They call it the building or the construction process, so that'd probably be.
Correct, so.
Same as what we did this year.
Route 18, next year will be kind of a nightmare in regards to construction.
That's not what they're doing now? What are they doing now?
They're staking everything out, so if you notice, the stakes are, they're widening it pretty far, so. Everybody along that roadway has to come in for variances and that for their signs. So they, most of them have already come in and gotten their variances. There's still a few that have to come. All right, so I'll have Nick table, we'll table that and have him put it on next month. You want to do the fire thing first before we go to public comment?
Yeah, I think so. That way we can comment on that. So basically, I mean, we decided to send out a letter the last meeting.
Correct.
To the municipalities that we are asking to bid on the fire department thing here. One of my concerns with the letter kind of was a little vague. And I know Mr. Chief Painter kind of called us on it and asked us if we can give them some more information. So I went through our meeting from the last time because we had, gone to each of us and asked, what we were looking at for, what we want to see in the contract and stuff. And I know you started off with saying increased staffing for Medina Township. You were talking about two people dedicated to the township. Also looking to have three at night.
Correct.
And then also, of course, look at talking about having scheduled checkups on township equipment. And then I came up and I asked, we need to start with the as-is pricing so we kind of know where we stand in difference from when the contract was 3 years ago. And I also asked just about the future plans and goals for the fire department and the equipment, like service time, how long we want to keep it, how it's doing, what the lifespans are for all that kind of stuff. And that is in the original contract that we had, just, talk about that. And then Mark added, for his wish list for levy passing was more staffing for the township. Also maybe looking at, talked about instead of a three-year contract, maybe a five-year contract. But I did look into that, and there's some reasoning why it's three-year contracts with the way that, the trustees are, four-year terms. If you did a five-year term, then a whole series of trustees wouldn't have any say on that. And then also having the, you know, Medina Township staff nights and weekends. So we went through this whole process, and then we got the letter out to them, and I don't think we communicated that part unless they were at the meeting or watching the meeting of what we're looking for. So I obviously know that Chief Painter had emailed us back just asking for some clarification. I was curious if Brunswick Hills had asked anything, or if anybody from has been in contact with them.
No.
Or have they been in contact with us?
Nope.
So because, you know, to me, you know, as a person who's bids on lots of jobs, I wouldn't know where to begin with that part. So I know you have emailed back, you know, Chief Painter. I don't know if he gave you enough information for you guys to work with now.
We had a meeting with the planning group, and Mark Bradis was there, so we kind of pinned him down. So I just got approval tonight. We're going to bid it as is, and with the 24/7 engine. I'll get that out too. I'm going to leave in town. I'll get that back out Tuesday morning to everybody. It is contingent on our council's approval. That goes up for Finance Committee on the 28th. So that'll start the process there. But we'll get the draft version out Tuesday morning to everybody.
Yeah, because I do know that September 25th, it's a quick turnaround when council wasn't, you know, quite prepared for that part. So, is there any other questions that we need to answer, or do you need to ask why we're doing this? Just because, I mean, these are valuable meetings for us because, you know, again, you know, the election is in, quote unquote, three meetings for us, including this one, right? We have two next month, and then the election is.
Yep.
So, you know, I know you guys wanted the levy up on the thing quick. You know, it's $830,000 that we're trying to raise, and I'm just trying to figure out, you know, if we can get numbers before that, because, you know, I don't want to put the cart in front of the horse and shooting out a number and then say, hey, we'll fill in the gap, you know. So that's why I just want to make sure everybody's on the same page. If you got your information that you feel you need, I was curious if Brunswick Hills had gotten back to us at all, because I would.
They have not.
Feel that they would. So,
but here's the thing I had though, Chuck. So I emailed Chief back when he said it was kind of vague in regards to what we were looking for. So in the letter we asked for them to send a proposal for fire service coverage, let me read it so I have it.
It's just the last two lines basically.
Yes, we're looking for somewhat specifics, so we would like to be equal to our coverage now or better than what we have at this time. Chief's been sitting in on the planning committee meetings along with the other meetings that they had for the fire district, and things have been brought up in regards to that. Chief also emailed me back, and his email back to me was there were many options discussed: weekend coverage, night coverage, additional manpower per shift, additional stations being covered. Chief, you kind of answered your questions in regards to what we were looking for. We're looking for a proposal, anything greater than what we have now. We have coverage Monday through Friday from 8 to midnight, so anything additional over that would be what we're looking for, additional over what we have.
Well,
so you kind of answered your question when you sent me back.
When you say additional, you though, could that be like a whole another entire shift,
or is it just
extending it for hours?
It's a proposal, so it's whatever they want to propose.
I do have a question too. On this calls by hour, on this right hand side where it goes 0 to 23, is that military?
Military time.
Okay, that's what I just wanted to make sure, because that's what I figured it was. But I was just looking at when the calls are prominent, you know, and then of course I cross referenced the weekends and stuff like that. So I do see how you guys, you know, try to staff the main hours that you go, but, you know, again, if what time do they stop at the station?
Midnight.
At midnight. So, you know, the only thing I could think of too is bars let out at 2 o'clock, and my wife worked at Metro, and it was funny for years. She'd go, I don't know what it is about 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning that we get so busy in the ER. And I said, well, that's because the people leaving the bars are working their way out into the system. So I didn't know if you know, at those times, do we see any inclination of car accidents or anything else like that?
You got the stats there. That's what comes up. As far as the email back, you know, I discussed it with the mayor, and Mr. Raddus has had all kinds of stuff thrown on the wall. These were kind of the key points. He probably had 15 of them. It's like, which one had the time?
But we were asking for proposals, so it's whatever you feel based on what you've kind of discussed or whatever, as to what you feel would be better than what we have currently. And, you know, I mean, he's discussed, I'm sure, in regards to weekend coverage, holiday coverage. I mean, that could be in your new proposal in regards to what we were looking for.
We have a holiday coverage, same as we are now, but it'll be exactly what we have, and then for a 24/7 engine, that's what they tend to agree upon, so.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I'd be happy to, you know, see what Brunswick Hills would have any questions or anything else like that, too, because, you know, saying better than what we have, they can propose something entirely different than what they would be doing, depending on how they feel, you know what I mean?
Right.
He has the current stats, because obviously they've been serving us for 3 years, where I don't know if Brunswick Hills would be able to have all that information, too, to look and to have an educated, you know, answer. So, that's where we're at. I, you know, like I said, we got a couple more meetings before the thing here. I don't mind having discussions every time, just to make sure that we're, you know, it's an important decision, so. All right?
All right, the next up is public comment. This time, I'd like to make a motion to go into public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
This time, public comment is open. Please raise your hand, state your name and address for the record. Mr. Osmann?
Oh, yeah, Bill Osmann, 3670 Hamilton Road. What's the procedure now for asking for public records? Who do I give it to?
You can email or call and ask Nick, and then we go from there. Usually then I have been handling public records. We usually send it to our attorney to verify that what you're asking for is not vague or anything like that. It's something that we can, you know, submit the public records then, and then we go from there.
Okay, I'd like to get a copy of that letter, too, that you sent. I don't know when I can get that, but I got some other things that I'll email you. Or email Nick, you said?
Yeah, you just email Nick, and then he usually forwards it to me. Or you can just email me directly, and I just let Nick then know as to you had a records request, public records.
But yeah, that I'd like to get.
Copy the letter?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything else, Mr. Osmann?
No, that's it.
Mr. Trainer?
Jim Trainer, 4004 Remsen. Yeah, I got a couple of questions. First one is the COVID money.
Yes.
How much did we get in the COVID money?
$177,000?
No. So far, we've gotten, it's $117,495 and some.
With that money, are you allowed to, what are you allowed to do with that money?
It has to be related to COVID expenses. So, some of the things that we're kind of looking at possibly is computers for all our department heads and our trustees. So, if we have to go to Zoom meetings, we can have access to Zoom meetings then. We can do additional cleaning that we haven't budgeted for in the town hall, the police department cars.
Could you buy equipment and that kind of stuff, or hire personnel with that?
Certain type of equipment that you can buy would be like the steam pressure washers and stuff like that.
How about a police car? Could you buy a police car?
Unless it pressure washes.
So, here's the thing, Jimmy. So, nobody can give us a specific as to what's covered, what's not covered. Basically, when Angela went to that meeting, from talking to her, it sounds like certain things are, certain things aren't, and it's, if you can document and show a cause, if not, then you're going to have to repay that money back.
Could you possibly hire personnel?
No, you can't hire personnel.
You can't hire personnel, but you can, like, pay extras to personnel who have done above and beyond.
Well, no, you can pay salary. You could transfer the payment of salaries, but only if.
It's COVID-related.
Not even related. That person's, or, you know, those person's sole job, it has to be 100% to mitigating COVID, and you have to be able to document that. Now, answering the police.
My police car. Say if you want to buy a police car with it.
Vehicles can be purchased. And there has to be, but there are criteria for that. You have to be able to show that officers, in this case, would be sharing vehicles, and there's not the ability to sanitize them properly in between.
Have you had, you guys had discussions at all about what you're going to do with it?
We have not, just because we recently got the money, then we got a second round of money, so we had two payments of money. We wanted to verify, Angela, we knew we already had a Zoom conference call with the assistant auditor of the county. So we wanted to wait till Angela got a little bit more information. That's where she found out about having to do the interest for the money that we received too. So next meeting, I plan on having that on the agenda that the three of us can talk as to what we're looking for. I've kind of started my wish list in a way, and then we'll go from there, see what the other two kind of have.
Okay, and the other thing I was going to ask you about is, hey, I remember some months ago, you guys decided to get time clocks. What did you ever do with the time clocks?
The time clocks, the tablets. The tablets are waiting for the lady who's with paychecks to come back from vacation. We had a few things that we had to work out with the time clocks, but they are still in the process of being installed. They're not time clocks or tablets. Everybody will have to clock. They'll have to come in and swipe their or type in their passcode and that for their day.
Now, how long have we had those?
How long have we had them?
Yeah. When did you guys first get them? Because that was quite a while ago.
It was set up in February, and then they credited us with 2 months because with the COVID, everyone.
We didn't get the tablets until.
So do you still plan on using them? Because we're not going to use them. Just, you know, you should give them back or something. Or get out. Because do you pay a service for them every month?
We do.
And how much is that?
No, we don't pay for the tablet service. We pay for the service for paychecks.
But you're paying for a service, though.
Right.
How much is that?
It varies. It always goes on what the month before, how many employees we had on payroll the month before. It's usually anywhere from $100 to $120 a month.
Yeah. And when do you plan on, when is this going to be, or when do you plan on going back onto these things? Or,
I mean, you would take a vacation.
I mean, you're paying for services if you're not using them.
Correct.
Maybe you can just get rid of them.
Part of it is too, Jimmy. We have two employees that we have here at Town Hall that work out of their house now because of the COVID thing. So part of it is they'd have to be able to log into the system. So they would have to come up here, log in, and then go back.
Because the thing is, I wouldn't want to see a waste of the money to have these things if you're not going to use them. If you're not going to use them, give them back and get out of the contract.
Well, we can't get back the tablets. The tablets have been purchased. We purchased the tablets on our own.
Well, the only thing we can probably argue the fact is the lady who is not available for us, you know, or to push them for that a little bit.
They credited us with 2 months. They're not going to give us more than that. And she was available for us. I mean, she went on vacation. People take vacation,
Do they say when they're going to?
Yeah, well, I mean, as soon as she gets back, and we have to get a static IP address for the service department, and that's the final thing that they're waiting for. They just need the IP addresses of, that's what, when I reached out to her, she was unfortunately on an extended vacation, so now I'm waiting for her to get back, and then we're just waiting for Nick's going to get the static IP address.
Yeah, I was just curious because I knew you were paying money for them. I wanted to see how they were working out for you.
Yeah, we haven't switched. We have to wait for the beginning of a payroll, so hopefully she should be back. And as soon as we get that static IP address, we can make the transition.
All right, thank you.
Anything else, Jimmy?
Nope, that's it.
Anyone else? Mr. Beeney?
Gary Beeney, 3803 Hamilton Road. Is the township hall that dangerous where two people can't work in this building? I mean, look at the crowd in here. I mean, it's not a crowd, but there is more than two people in here. Why aren't they allowed to work here?
We took it, well, one of the person is in the category that would be compromised. Well, actually, both of them would be compromised. So we have people come in and out usually every day in regards to deliveries or whatever. So at the time, we decided to have them work from home.
Okay. A couple other questions. This third shift, will the township be picking up the whole dime, or will we be sharing the cost with Montville and Medina City? I know Medina City is in a little bit of a strain by the decreased tax revenue, but I mean, Could we at least share the price with Montville? They definitely need a third shift for response.
Yeah, I mean, I get...
Our proposal is spread between the three communities, just like it is currently.
Okay. And my other question is, there's a rumor about sheets coming in. If it is, I sure hope the township fights them tooth and nail.
So your rumor is correct, but they're not, they're discussing, they're looking at their, what they have to do for zoning and all that, but there is no set yes, no, or anything like that. It's basically in talks right now.
I hope we shut them down, because it'll change the character of the township.
Right.
Especially Waymouth area.
Yeah, that area is not zoned for a gas station, so there's a lot of hurdles that they have to go through. You know, like I said, you're correct, the Waymouth...
That area is business limited, and they have to be a business general, BG. Right now, it's a BL.
So they'll be taken to your court more than likely.
They have to go through the proper channels in order to see if they want to change it to BG. So there'll be hearings and whatever if they do decide. That would be in front of the zoning commission and all that, so.
Okay. All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Anyone else? Yes.
Yeah, around 4576 Foot Road. Where are sheets going?
They're not going anywhere yet. They're looking at the property on the corner of Route 3 and Hamilton.
Okay. Where the gas station used to be.
Correct. I believe they had, there was a gas station there way back.
There was a gas station at one time. Can't they put another gas station?
No.
Once that gas station's gone for a couple of years, it was grandfathered in. It was there before zoning. And we did an extensive comprehensive zoning plan, because we kind of designed the township how we wanted. And so that area, at best is considered right now just BL, which is, does not include gas stations.
Okay.
Plus, there's no sewer systems over there or anything else like that. So again, it'd be an extensive thing. But that exit was designed to be, not commercialized.
The sewer plant isn't too far from there.
Another question, with the fire department proposal, as you called it, when I go to buy a car, I want to know what kind of accessories I'm buying. I understand Chief Painter's dilemma with, how are they going to know what kind of a proposal the Dyna Township is looking for if you don't tell them what you're willing to buy?
Part of it is Chief's been sitting in on the meetings that they've had in regards to what Medina Township has looked for. He's even stated in his email back to me a lot of the things that we had or they discussed in their committee meeting.
Okay, but like what Mr. Johnson has asked, maybe Brunswick Hills isn't sending out a proposal because they weren't involved with these meetings, were they?
No.
So they wouldn't know what you're looking for.
Correct.
I'm thinking that if you're going to send out a letter, you need to send out a letter stating we're willing to pay for it, this, this, and this. Like, when I got my roof done a long time ago, I had a spec sheet sent out for the roofing contractors that I'm willing to pay for this shingle, this valley, this undercoating, this, whatever the case may be, so that everybody that is bidding on that contract for my roof is bidding apples to apples. Not what they want, but what I'm willing to pay for. And I'm kind of thinking that maybe part of the dilemma here is that other communities don't know what we're willing to pay for. That's not involved with the meeting.
Right.
So I'm kind of thinking you need to reconsider that letter on telling people what you're willing to pay for.
Well, the other thing too, just to kind of go off of what you do, the different communities offer different services too, in a way. Brunswick Hills and Brunswick are very intertwined. I'd almost call it like a symbiotic fire department. Would that be a good term?
It's just a lot of Medicaid.
So they also, are running 24/7. I've, a couple stations over there. Working, the ones that we're in with Montville and Medina City, they're run different too. So one doing something that already exists and the other one is bidding on something that doesn't exist. It makes it a little bit tougher, So, but I do agree, it would be nice to have a menu and check off your menu what you like. So, but it's new territory. I mean, obviously, you know, things are changing. A lot of people are coming south, you know, the urban sprawl is out here. A lot of these people, you know, like I said, when I first came out here, I actually thought, you know, fire department was 24/7. I actually didn't realize, you know, out here it wasn't. But, you know, those are things that are probably going to end up changing in the future as more and more people come out here and stuff like that. But we got to work with what we have now. And I do agree with definitely having a detailed menu that you'd want and seeing, you know, what they come up with. So, but again, time sucks, you know, it doesn't wait for nobody. And, you know, like I said, I, at least getting the price of where we're at now and what we're doing right now, I'm happy with where we're at. You know, we've improved on services. We've had almost zero complaints, you know, and so I'm, you know, I'm interested in seeing all that stuff, please, so we know we're moving forward. So.
And there have been discussions with Brunswick Hills for extended times, so they've already made several unofficial proposals, so they have an idea of what costs are going to be, just waiting for us to get caught up with it.
Okay. Thank you.
Matt?
Matt Petura, 3833 Worcester Street. So, you just said that Brunswick Hills has already made proposals.
Well, they've had some estimates, if you will. I got documents sent to me that they've been in discussion for however long, how many months already. Sure. So.
My actual question or statement, and I'm not, this isn't a joke, you're trying to like make fun, but going back to this gentleman here, just when you guys send out bids for road, you know, repairs or paving, do you just say make the road better than it was? And then you get whatever it is? Because that could be a problem.
No, they have specs based on what the county states should be done to the road.
Okay, so you have specific specs for that, but not for
correct.
This.
Any else? Mr. Roseman again?
Yeah, Bill Roseman, 3670 Hamilton Road. I know Brunswick Hills has some sort of a, I don't know whether they, it's mutual aid or whatever, they answer a lot of calls in the city of Brunswick. Do you know if there's a payment for that or how that's, is that just mutual aid?
It's from my understanding, it's automatic mutual aid.
So they don't, type so thing. Brunswick doesn't pay anything then? For,
I don't know offhand.
That would be something that might be good to know too. Uh-huh. Anyway, I know that a large percentage of their calls ends up being, Brunswick Hills calls ends up being in Brunswick. I mean, it's not half of them, but it's a substantial uh-huh. amount.
Okay. I'll look into that.
Okay, that's all.
Anyone else? Once, twice, three times? This time I'd like to make a motion to close public comment.
I will second that.
Roll call.
Mike Stoba.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Chuck, you have anything else for tonight?
No, I think that's...
Angela, you have anything else tonight?
No, I'm good.
At this time, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn Medina Township Trustees' regular scheduled meeting.
Second.
Roll call.
Mike Stoper.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
We are adjourned at 7:44 p.m.